Hey there. I have to say, Ethereum has been absolutely buzzing lately. It just surged about 5% to close near $1,966 on July 27th. We're staring right down the barrel of that big, psychological $2,000 mark, and the energy is incredible.
It's certainly an exciting moment. Analysts are actually looking past $2,000 now, projecting a potential breakout toward $2,500. But this isn't just hype, it's driven by three very real forces converging: strong spot demand, a wave of short liquidations, and a tightening supply.
And that's what really gets me. It feels different this time. Unlike that wild speculative derivatives trading we've seen in the past, this rally is anchored by genuine spot accumulation. People are actually buying the coin.
Exactly. Investors and institutions are moving in for the long haul, purchasing Ethereum to hold. This removes coins from circulation and establishes a much stronger price floor than we've seen before.
It's such a healthy shift, right? We're seeing a real transition from short-term gambling to sustained asset accumulation. It gives me a lot of confidence in the market's health.
Agreed. And coinciding with that buying power, Ethereum's momentum triggered a cascade of short liquidations across derivative markets. It's a classic market mechanic at play.
Oh, the short squeeze. So, as traders betting against ETH were forced to cover their positions or faced automatic liquidations, it created this explosive feedback loop. I love how that accelerates the price gains so rapidly.
It does create rapid acceleration, yes. But compounding that buying pressure is a significant reduction in Ethereum's liquid supply. The available coins are just getting harder to find.
Right. Over the years, we've seen massive amounts of ETH moving out of centralized exchanges into staking contracts, cold storage, and institutional custody. It's like the supply is vanishing.
Precisely. With fewer coins readily available for sale, even moderate buying pressure generates outsized price movements. It's a recurring pattern that historically precedes sustained upward trends.
So, the big question on everyone's mind is, can Ethereum decisively break through that $2,000 resistance level? I'm feeling pretty optimistic, but I know it's a tough hurdle.
It is the immediate focus for traders. Historically, round numbers act as psychological checkpoints where profit-taking can stall momentum. We have to be realistic about that resistance.
But if the volume stays strong and that spot buying keeps outpacing the selling, I think we're in for something special. A confirmed breakout could attract all that algorithmic buying and pave the way straight to $2,500.
That's the scenario, yes. To navigate this phase effectively, however, investors need to monitor four critical indicators. We're talking trading volume to confirm strength, derivatives data like funding rates to gauge leverage risks, exchange reserves to track supply, and broader macro conditions like interest rates.
It's a lot to watch, but ultimately, Ethereum's current market structure feels so aligned. Fundamentals and technicals are both cheering for the buyers. I'm really excited about this foundation.
The foundation is solid. While the path to $2,500 will likely involve consolidation and volatility, the combination of genuine accumulation, short covering, and supply scarcity provides a strong case for further upside.
Absolutely. Success will depend on that sustained conviction from both retail and institutional players. If we stay disciplined with risk management and focus on the long-term dynamics rather than just short-term spikes, I think we're looking at a very bright future for ETH.
Well said. Discipline and a long-term focus are key. Let's see how this plays out.